same thing with tefillin. We also hold tefillin that laila is lav zman tefillin, or el Shabbos and Yom Tov is lav zman tefillin. Therefore, there are only certain times when we have the mitzvah tefillin. That's why noshim apotah from the mitzvah. The yezeil mitzvah asay shlo yazman groma. What's called the mitzvah asay that is not caused by time, but we have it all the time. Mezuzah, the chiyuv to put a mezuzah on your door is all the time. Any time of the day, any time it is, you have a chiyuv to have a mezuzah up. Makir, to put a gate around your roof. A mitzvah makir is any time you have a roof, you have to have a gate around it. Aveda, any time you find an aveda, the mitzvah heishav as hashavas aveda. Shaluach hakan, any time you want to take away the mother that's on top of the kid, you have to first send away the mother, then take it. You can't take the mother when she's on top of the kid, top of the eggs. So that is called the mitzvah say shalei azman grum. Now the Gemara is the klolu. Is it true what the Mishnah says that all mitzvahs say shazman grum and noshem apotter? Is that true? Hare matzah. We know a mitzvah on Pesach to eat matzah, which is a mitzvah say shazman grum. It only comes on Tesvav Benisan. Simcha. There's a mitzvah simcha seregel. It only comes during Yom Tov. It only comes. Atu b'necho b'techo, it says. Ach b'necho b'techo. Hakel, the mitzvah is hakel. That everybody comes together to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the Melech. The mitzvah on Sukkis, my soy Sukkis. Is the mitzvah sasei shazman geroma. These are all mitzvah sasei shazman geroma. They're only special times on Pesach, or on Yom Tov, or on Sukkis, and the Sukkis. Still, v'noshrim chayovis, and these three mitzvahs, matzah, simchas haregel, and mitzvah sakel, noshrim also have the chiyuv. So you see, it's not a klal. V'su also, v'rei Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah, she'ein azman groma. You always have a chiyuv to learn. Period, rivya, you always have a chiyuv to have kids. Opinion aben, the law of mitzvah azman groma, these mitzvahs are not totally in the zman. You always have to be paid to your son. Still, u'noshrim p'turas. We know the law is the women are potter for Mitzvah Talmud Torah, or for Mitzvah Peru Revu, or for Mitzvah Tidin Aben. So the call of the Mishnah is not true. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon Taka says, you're right. And the call is, Ein lemeidim in aklolis. You cannot learn out from a klal. V'yafidu b'mokim shnema b'chutz. Even though it says like only these and nothing else, still, it's possible something else is also either excluded or included. Even though it says Zah Klal, it's not a general, it doesn't mean every single case. There are exceptions from the rule. This now we also learn like this. It says, V'chol ma'arvin or mishtatfin. Anything you could use to make an eruve, chatzeres or mishtestufe mavois, chutz min amayim u'melech. Only water and salt you're not allowed to use. V'su leke and nothing else. The question is, Ivliikut kemein patrios. You can't use mushrooms either to make an eruv chatzeres or eruve mishtufe mavois with it. The Mishnah says, you could use everything, only not water and salt, and it leaves out mushrooms. Ela is also proof, Ela made them in a klolos, v'afilu b'mokim shnema b'chutz. Even though it's such a lashon of chutz, that every single thing you could use for an erev chatzeres, only not water and salt, still you can't learn out from that. That's most of the times. But there are still some small cases that something else is also included. So our Mishnah also, even though it says kol mitzvah sasei zman groma, it's not true. There are certain mitzvah sasei zman groma that noshim are also mechuyvin. True, we have to know why. That's the next sugi. We'll see tomorrow exactly why. But mitzvah matzah, mitzvah simcha, mitzvah hakel, noshim are also mechuyvin. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf lamed dalin omen aleph. Again, the Gemara says yes with two dots. That mitzvah or mitzvah sasei shazman groma noshim pturus. Any mitzvah like tefillin or tzitzit that has a special zman when to do it, a noshim ladies apota. Minolan, how do we know this? How do we know that ladies apota from such mitzvahs? Samar says, Goma mitfillin. We learn it out from the parsha of tefillin. That mat tefillin, just like by tefillin, noshim p'turis, we'll soon see why, how do we know this? But noshim apota from tefillin. So Rashi says, "B'mamet sinu b'tefillin she mitzvah seish as man groma v'noshim p'turus avkol." We learn it out from tefillin, just like here in Isha's potter, and it's a mitzvah seish as man groma. Either nighttime is not the zman of tefillin, or else Shabbos and Yom Tov is not the zman of tefillin. Therefore, avkol mitzvah, the Gemara says, avkol mitzvah seish shazman groma noshim p'turus. Now the Gemara says, "Kasha tefillin,
How do we know tefillin is potter, that nisha is potter from tefillin? Because gom Allah mi Talmud Torah. We learn it out from Talmud Torah. The Rashi says, the ishkis ladodi, because the apostle says, b'shinantam levonecho, you should teach the Torah to your children. V'uchsiv vasra, the next pasuk in Shema says, u'kshartam leifal yadecho. So it says the mitzvah of tefillin right next to the mitzvah of limud ha-Torah. Therefore we say, ma Talmud Torah noshim p'turis, just like by the mitzvah of Talmud Torah noshim p'turis, like we had before, the pasuk says, levonecho, and we darshin v'loy levonecho. So therefore, after tefillin, the same thing by mitzvah tefillin, noshim p'turis, that noshim apotim. So therefore, we say, what's the reason why? Because it's a mitzvah seishas man geroma, so we learn out from here, all other mitzvahs also the apotim. Now the Gemara says, no, v'nakish tefillin le'mezuzah. Let's make the hekish of mitzvah tefillin to the mitzvah that it says right after it. Why do you say tefillin is like Torah? That it says, v'shinantel le'vnecho, the pasuk before tefillin, why don't you look at the pasuk after tefillin? After tefillin it says to put a mezuzah. And we know mezuzah, even an isha is chayiv in mezuzah. So maybe isha is also chayiv in mitzvah tefillin. Rashi says, so aksiv basroi uchsavtem al mezuzah isteisecho. So therefore, let's say, just like a mezuzah noshim achayavos, maybe tefillin also noshim should be mechayiv. So my answer is no. Tefillin letalmud Torah iskish bein beparsha rishoyna bein beparsha shniya. By the first two parshas of Shema, there's a hekish of tefillin to Talmud Torah. Ma'ashenke in tefillin lemezuzah. That it is a hekish of right after tefillin that says, that's only in the first parsha does it say mezuzah right after tefillin. But in the second parsha there's a hefsik. Mezuzah does not come after tefillin. Rather, Talmud Torah comes after tefillin. In the second parsha, the say the first it says tefillin, then it says Talmud Torah, and then it says mezuzah. So therefore, it's a svara that since tefillin is a hookish to tefillin is hookish to Torah, both in the first parsha and in the second parsha, we say that hekish rather from learning out from mezuzah. Yeah. Now the masakasha of enakish mezuzah l'talmud Torah. Why don't we also make a hekish of mitzvah mezuzah to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? And to say, just like an isha is potter from Talmud Torah, maybe an isha is also potter from the mitzvah of mezuzah. So Gemara says, this you can't say. Lois sakodaitach. This we can't say. Because the pasuk says by mezuzah is leman yirbu yemechem, that if you have a mezuzah on your door, you'll have an arichas yomim. It's a school to live long. So if so, you want to tell me gavra boyichai, only men need to live, and noshi leboyichaya, and women don't have to live. How about the svaras? Nisha also has to live. So therefore, it's a svara to say that the isha should also have a chiyuv to have a mezuzah on her door. Now the Gemara asks, Barei Sukkah, we know the mitzvah Sukkah, the mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grom, it only comes once a year, it comes on Tezvah V'Tishrei, the mitzvah for seven days to live in the Sukkah. The Echsiv and the Pasuk says, Ba'asukkah is Teshva Shivas Yomim. Like for 7 days you have to live in the Sukkah. Now the locker is, you know why Yenisha is Potter from mitzvah Sukkah? Taimo Dikosav Rachamon Ha'ezrach. Because the Pasuk says specially, Ha'ezrach, which the Gemara dashens in Sukkah, which is Lohaitzi Yes Hanoshim, the teacher that an Isha is potter from the mitzvah of Sukkah. In Pashas Emor it says, Ha'ezrach. Alright, that's from there, yeah. So Mashma, though, without this Pasuk of Ha'ezrach, I would have thought to say that an Isha is also Chayiv in the mitzvah. The question is why? The Gemara says, Halav Hachi, without this Pasuk, Noshim Chayavos, I would have thought to say, Anisha Zachiyatus in the Sukkah. The question is why? It's a mitzvah of Seish Man Geroma. So according to our Mishnah, she should be Potter anyway. So Mara says, no, Omer Abaye, Abaye Rinses, Itzruch. Hatei Sukkah is different. Here we need a special Pasuk that Anisha is Potter. Why? Because Talka Daita Chamino, I would have thought to say, Ho Yodich Siv Basukas. Since it says by this mitzvah, Teishvu. So we dash in, Teishvu came to Duru. That you're supposed to live in the sukkah the same way you live in your house. So ma dira, just like when you live in your house, ish vi ishtoi, a man lives with his wife in his house, is as sukkah, I would have thought to say, who are them? When you're in the sukkah, it has to be ish vi ishtoi. So maybe the man has to have his wife in the sukkah also. In other words, Anisha maybe has the chiyuv to sit in the sukkah. So that's why I need a special pasuk Ezrach to tell us no, the noshim are potter. But it's true, there is a klal, usually by mitzvah seishas man geroma, noshim are potter. Just here by sukkah, I would have thought to say the chayiv because of the man to duru, kamashma no, still the potter. Rav Omar, Rav says no.